views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy and effortless it can be to clear energy and change everyone's life for the better. I've been really fortunate in traveling around the world and meeting some really cool people. And one of those cool people is my guest today. We love to hear from you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. She is a certified body talk practitioner, UN Method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse and practitioner, and a mom. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We, as humans, only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. And Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, continent, and on the globe. Are you there, Karen?
I am here. Hello, Colette. Hello,
Hi. It's so I'm so pleased to have you on the show today. You know, you and I were planning to talk about being a mom. And that's kind of a loaded subject, isn't it?
Well, there's not much to talk about in that. We'll probably cover that in a couple minutes.
Okay, how about how to be a great mom?
See, now there's the key, right? The perception of how you're doing is all in the eyes of yourself.
Yeah, and this is like, but, you know, we as moms, I mean, you know, like I talk about this all the time, and actually I did finish writing my book, and I'm just in the editing process now, and we'll have it out there soon. And my book is dedicated to moms because, you know, if we're going to change the world, the best way, or not change the world doesn't need changing to change our perception of the world. We would be able to go with the mums, because for every child, the leading weakness is a mum's worry. And you know how we're all taught to worry as mums. It's like a badge of honor. If we worry enough, then nothing bad will happen to our children. And so, you know, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Worry is this, you know, this interesting emotion that as a collective community of, we could just stick with the United States, Canada, anywhere but the world, you know, with a lot of the advent of psychology and psychiatrists, you know, there was a move, really, when I was growing up, to almost not feel your emotions, you know, this, and we still do that, right? Like, you see a crying woman or you're a crying man, even more so, right? You might notice yourself that you're uncomfortable, right? So when other people are expressing their emotions, it makes a lot of us uncomfortable. So I could almost say one of the primary roles that I would like to see expand is all of us being more open to the actual benefit that our emotions provide for us in the sense of worry. And the funny thing with worry is it's one of those emotions that after my years as a surgical trauma ICU nurse, plagued me. You know, I had worry about everything. You know, the one in a million was going to happen every day. And then after I became a parent, it became, you know, magnified 20 times. And I think a lot of mothers experience the same thing. And the interesting thing about worry is from Chinese philosophy, it's associated with the stomach and the spleen and the digestion of life. So if you could believe, we have a benefit from worry in the sense of it allows us to extract the essence out of life, right? The essence out of our food and the essence out of life, you know? So if you're trying to, you know, you have lots of choices in front of you or lots of pieces to what you are trying to manifest in your life, a bit of worry is going to help you extract the essence of it and be in the flow of your life. However, in our world where we unconsciously put a lot of energy into not feeling our emotions, number one, right? This is not appropriate. I'm on a train. I'm here. I can't have these emotions. I can't have this now. My husband already thinks I'm crazy. I can't do this. There's a lot of collective beliefs around women and their emotions and whether that represents their strength or their weakness or whatever it may be. So I would say the second thing I'm out here to do is to open the world to this incredibly powerful feminine energy of emotions, of being in the flow of our lives, not having a logical explanation for everything that we do, because logic is so limited by the left brain. And in this space, women suddenly can take a deep breath and they say, oh, you mean the way I feel most of the time where, you know what, I'm just going to do this with my kid. And I don't know why. You know, today I'm going to take her to the doctor, or better yet, today I'm not going to take her to the doctor because it just feels like I don't need to. And I don't know why. The power in that motion, in that intuitive decision and response is what I want to tune the world back into. And if you have a group of women together and you discuss this with them, you know, they all take a nice deep breath and their shoulders relax. And they suddenly are able to connect to their own wisdom that says, I know what I'm doing. I got this. And that underlying draw to do this with my child or to do this with my life is actually a very powerful inner voice. And what I want to do in this world, and I believe, Colette, you're doing, and I'm so excited to read your book and support that, is to unveil all this collective consciousness that says that's not a powerful way to approach life. You know, that we need to have a linear, logical reason for everything we do. And the truth of the matter is, I don't care if I'm a surgical trauma nurse, if I'm a chef, if I'm a car mechanic, we use our intuitive knowing all the time in any conversation. There's a linear logical aspect that allows us to exchange words, but then we use that structure to access our inner wisdom. So
absolutely. And, you know, the thing about the logical approach is that if you ask a question, a logical question, and you're looking for a logical answer, what happens is you'll get another logical question. Logical questions require intuitive answers. And so, you know, this nonsense that, you know, women's intuition is crazy or that it's, you know, that it's not reliable. Women need to let that go.
Not reliable, right? That's the piece, that we are here to show the world that intuition is incredibly reliable. And it's a skill that can be honed. And it's not that you're looking for something that's out there that only a few mystical, powerful people have in this world. We all have it. We all utilize it all the time. One of the more acceptable ways of speaking about it in our world is being in the zone, you know, in the form of athletics, right?
And speaking of being in the zone, I just need to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about that. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. When we return, we will share some more ways to clear energy as mums and make some shift happen. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We would love to hear from you mums out there and even you dads if that's the case. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Walking down this rocky road.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. Karen, before we continue, would you like to share your contact information with our listeners so that they can reach you?
Yes. My name's Karen Campbell. My website is www.intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my email is Karen@intuitivelivingny.com. And my phone number is 917-685-1528. I can be reached in any way. If you want to join our newsletter that you can connect to via the website, or if you have questions, email me. I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. And, you know, I just want to let the listeners know also that you can call in if you would like, 1-800-930-2819. Some of the fastest ways of shifting energy around children is to do it quietly without telling them.
Right.
And, you know, I just wanted to share this little story before we continue again. About 4 years ago, I met a woman at a demonstration that I was doing in Vancouver. And she was just one of the participants. I just pulled people out of the audience and I pulled her out of the audience you know, she was at the front and all, you know, she broke down, she started to cry right away. And I said, you know, and I said, your leading weakness is, you know, your son, what's going on? And what happened is,
as it turned out, her son was labeled with, I think, four disorders, autism and, you know, violence. And he was about 8 years old at the time. He was about to be kicked out of his second school. He had a younger sister that he was he was being very rough with. Like, if you even spoke to him, he would growl rather than say hello. And he was on five psychotropic drugs three times a day. And, within a week of her having that that experience at the demo, she took her son to the doctor. You know, he had a regular appointment. And for the first time, he lowered the medication instead of raising it. And she phoned me and she was like, we started working together, and I received the most beautiful phone call. I guess it was about 3 days ago, that she had, she was crying with joy. She said her son was off. He's 11 and a half now. He's off all medication for the first time since he's 5 years old. And in totally working with the medical system, left brain, right brain.
right.
And this young man, as I was talking, or this young boy, as I was talking to her, he opened up the back door, you know, at the kitchen door, and yelled in, "I love you, Mom." Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was just weeping from joy. And this is why I do what I do.
Because when it
comes to children, and in particular autistic children that have been diagnosed with spectrum disorder, you want to strengthen energetically all the people in connection with that child, because it generally isn't the child themselves. They're acting out because they're extremely sensitive and they have a tendency to go inward, you know. Yeah. And so this was, you know, such an amazing result. And just by shifting her energy, instead of every time that she went to a place of worry, mm-hmm. What she would do is just strengthen herself on her spine, strengthen exactly. her son's son on his spine, just by picturing it, and going to her heart and feeling from her heart what she really wants for her son. And mm-hmm. it took us 4.5 years to get him off the medication, or five.
Right.
And but it was a very gradual process. Yeah. And so, energetically, you can strengthen children and adults to medications that they're on so that they get the best benefit, mm-hmm. and strengthen, like, the doctors and the nurses and the teachers and the tutors and the parents and the grandparents, right. and the siblings to all support this child. And for the child to also support that result. So it's really cool.
That's fantastic. That's beautiful.
It makes my heart sing.
It really is. I mean, because given the gift that you've supported, the gift of another child being able to interact with the world so that he can bring his gifts of what he's here to show us and communicate it, right? It's so beautiful. And to that mother, like, how much she's been able to expand from that experience of even just giving the world the gift of taking action and experiencing life from her heart rather than from, you know, a real worry, self-sabotaging outlook on life.
Absolutely. We have some callers calling in here. We've got Carol from British Columbia in Canada. Carol, are you there? Hello? Carol?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi there.
Hi there. Hi, Carol. What can Karen and I do for you today?
I'm finishing up a schooling course, and the workload is extreme, and I'm finding it hard to balance my family life and complete this course and get a passing grade.
Okay. So you've got a few things happening there, and right away what's coming up is overwhelm. So we just want to get a baseline, like, where you're at with this, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't stand it, to 0 being, oh, no, I feel pretty chill. Where are you on that scale?
Oh, it's probably up there about at least a 9.
Okay. All right. Karen, what are you picking up here?
The first thing that kind of comes up for me as a real weakness is, and it seems pretty general, but just this idea of abundance, you know, this idea of having it all, right? Engaging in schooling that your heart is interested in and learning, and being able to experience that as you experience the joys of your family at the same time, and your and just your general well-being, and having all of those, so school, business, and family, being able to support each other to engage and expand your connection to abundance. So we just strengthen you 100% infinite potential for that experience to manifest, right? And then we're going to delete anything that doesn't have to do with that, that does not support that in happening. And that would be your accumulated threads of memories as a child that repeatedly told you abundance is not possible, and therefore you need to stop thinking about it or trying to get it, right? When's the shoe going to drop on the next? But all these, you know, engaging belief systems that we take on when we're children to allow us to function in the places that we're at, whether we're in our family unit where we sort of say, oh, that's right, it's not okay, you know, we're never going to get it all. All these statements that we have.
And a lot of that is coming from the ancestors here. So
yes, exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Fabulous.
See, it's always the mom's fault when a child succeeds and when they don't.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's what we're here to do, though, as much of this is we're bringing up the influences that keep us from manifesting what I want, but bringing in the awareness that it's not all us, right? And how sabotaging that. That it's such a misinformation, you know, it's such a self-sabotaging thought. And I think just like you said before, Colette, like each time you see that coming up, like it's my fault. And that's the view you're seeing your family from, which that, you know, so then everything that they do, you see it as a manifestation of what you are not. So you strengthen your spine to align with the vibration that supports you to perceive how your abundance is being expanded upon by every action that you take. And then you see your family from that. We have a name for this, right? It's called looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, but it's quite powerful.
How are you feeling there, Carol?
A little bit lighter, for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting you moved down to about a 3. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
See, it's kind of like you have this thing going on right now that you want to hang on to this on some level. That's coming from more from your conscious thoughts of that change has to take, like improvement has to take time. And that change is scary. And so we want to just strengthen you that, you know, that change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And so when we all get strong to accepting the fact that change is happening, like me, I had to accept about 3 days ago, I realized, oh, I got to redo my website again. Feels like I just did it. But, you know, business is changing. This is, things are moving very quickly on the planet right now. We have because we have set access to so much information, things are moving very quickly. So it seems like we're running out of time. It's actually just the fact that we have way more choices. And so we want to strengthen you to all those choices. How are you feeling now?
Really good, thanks.
Great.
Good. Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. And I just wanted to point out to you that if you're in British Columbia, on June 12th, 13th, and 14th, Mark Kettenbach and I are hosting an energetic upgrade seminar. And on the 10th of June, we will be having a Get to Know Us event. And you can look up information for that at energeticupgrade.com. And you can also access that through my website, thetruthisfunny.com. But we are providing free tickets to people that phone into the radio show. So you can email my assistant Miriam at info@thetruthisfunny if you would like to receive a free ticket for that. And so thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling
I
in.
I recommend you do that because you know, when you feed your energy and you bring the energy into yourself and support yourself by aligning with someone like Colette, where she's supporting you to support your own wisdom and your inner knowing, it will manifest effortlessly. And just even taking the step to show up and honor that aspect of your being by showing up at one of Colette's events is so very powerful. And you will watch it manifest and come back to you, you know, 10, 20, and 30 times, you know.
Thank you, Karen. We need to take another quick break. So we'll be right back to take some more calls, 1-800-930-2819, and we will take the next caller. Thank you, Carol, for calling in.
Thanks, Carol. On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. The sweet talk, make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Benton here with me today. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And we have another caller on the line. We have Chelsea from British Columbia. Are you there, Chelsea?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing, Chelsea? Hi.
Good. How are you guys?
I'm great. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. I love this. It's so fun just to connect on this level. And thanks for calling in, Chelsea.
So, Chelsea, is this the same Chelsea that called in last week?
Yes.
Or is this a good?
I love
this.
That.
Karen, she has a major kind of like a major thing happening in her family right now, in her family life, and she's you know, really smart.
Yes.
And she's been calling in, she's been noticing shifts. So did you notice a shift from the last time you called in last week, Chelsea?
Yes, I've been noticing a lot of shifts.
What's been going on for you?
Well, this has happened, like, my daughter's 8, and mm-hmm. she's been displaying signs of Asperger's. She's withdrawn. She's really hypersensitivity, lack of emotional connection with others, and lack of showing showing attention towards anything for which she does not have special interest in. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's impacted greatly from my relationship with her and her father.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just wanted to
see if I could
shift the energy.
What have you been noticing since you called in last week?
Things are a lot calmer.
Yeah. And so this is what's really important is that you're going to set the tone for your home so that your daughter has a safe place to be in, you know, when she's home, because this is an issue of sensitivity. The way I describe it is like for a child that has been labeled with autism or Asperger's, quite often, just like a feather falling on them, feels like a load of bricks. So we want to strengthen that. I'm going to work on that. Karen, what are you picking up about her daughter?
Give me a moment. But the first thing that was coming in a couple moments ago was even the idea of I felt the weight of my perception of my old way of looking that would have said, what do you mean I set the tone for this place? And that would trigger me. So what I want to support you is the empowering aspect of your feminine energy to set the tone, right? And that it's actually not a burden, you know, that you can feel the weight of the burden of your shoulders from the old sort of left brain way of looking at the world, that it's all these tasks that one needs to do and open and expand you to continue to align with the vibration that you can effortlessly align with what's going to support you and your child. So the moment you're like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? You know, that sort of left brain overwhelmed thinking aspect. And like Colette has described earlier in the show, was aligning with your spine. And even if you connect to maybe the orange glow in your pelvis of the connection to your sexual chakra, which supports your feminine energy to connect to your brow chakra and your creativity to take action effortlessly from that place, and how powerful that will be for your entire family. That was what was coming up for me. And in that space, you see your daughter's shoulders relax down and her physical intelligence of her cells, atoms, and molecules, ability to process the sensations of the environment. So we just strengthen her cells, atoms, and molecules to the digestion and the processing of the sensations in the environment and psychically disconnect her to the three main influences from the father and from the grandmother and from there's another man, some other man. So we just strengthen those to eliminate free, independent, release, protect, and set free from, so that she doesn't need, when she resonates on that level, doesn't need to then be further influenced by a resonance with these other vibrations.
Karen, when you said that, I was right away picking up the other man is her grandfather on the maternal side.
Okay.
So we're just going to strengthen that.
Maternal side, meaning my side?
We didn't get a baseline from you, Chelsea, but when you get in touch with your daughter now, how does it feel? Does it feel the same or different?
Feels a little bit different.
Yeah, see, let's get you strong to the diagnosis and the prognosis, because as soon as someone is diagnosed with something, and this is what's coming up weak, is that there's no hope. And when people feel that there's no hope, they become helpless. And so we want to strengthen you. You're absolutely not helpless in this. I'm picking up some energy that you're really beating yourself up. And so that's not going to benefit your daughter at all for to beat yourself up. That, you know, instead, we're just strengthening you that we're going to start from the new. Right from this moment forward, and that you're going to notice your thoughts about your daughter, and you're going to strengthen yourself and her on your midline, and you're going to feel your heart. You're going to feel what you want for her. And you take that diagnosis and you make it a black and white picture that you push as far away from yourself as possible. and you bring up front, like the you can see this like a movie of, you know, that beautiful, wonderful, in color, vibrant life that you want for your daughter. Mm. So we just strengthen that for you. Yeah. So you're, because it's coming up your perception that it's too late. You've already messed up, yeah. And there's no, yeah.
And that's all projection up to the future, right? And as you say, our strengthen, you can feel it melting away all those projections of the future. It's beautiful. Yeah.
And Karen, you and I both have children and, you know, older than eight. So, and it's never too late.
No. No, and truthfully, and those are old belief systems of stagnation and the old sort of gene theory, like that you're given a set of genes and that's your lot in life and there you go. And ongoing research is showing it's epigenetics. It's our environmental and our influences on our genes that bring out their expressions, and that can always be shifted and changed simply by aligning to a different perception of what's out there in the world. And that can be connected to your conscious with as simple as how the world seems, meaning how your situation with your daughter seems when you're looking at a sunset, and see how you can effortlessly connect to possibility versus how it seems when you're in the doctor's office getting the diagnosis, right? Those are complete opposite experiences. One aligns with expansion and your effortless, intuitive, created ability to manifest your future. And the other aligns with contraction and hopelessness, right? And it's not that you can't bring the sunset into the doctor's office. You certainly can, right? It's just by your perception of the world. And continue to breathe and open and be gentle with yourself with how you are going to continue to manifest this expanding possibility in your life.
Let's strengthen that for every parent, moms, absolutely, dads, grandparents.
And
let's
that we can
that
all
everybody.
Do this together, you know, in aligning together on this. It's quite powerful. Even as simple as you calling in. And then if you're drawn to go to a class to continue to expand on this, maybe one of Colette's amazing classes, whatever it may be, that you will manifest that in your life, you know. And with this kind of connection, even if you're once a week getting on this call with Colette, that you will continue to build upon that, and how powerful that is.
Well, when I get in connection, Chelsea, with your energy, you are like so much calmer. Like, and this is
I
know you're
calmer.
Dealing with a lot, but so we just want to check in with you right now. How are you feeling now?
I feel a lot better. I just feel a lot more at ease.
Yeah. You see, you can hear it. If people are listening, you can hear that in the tone of her voice. And so let's do a quick shift here for every mother listening in, you know, that feels that it's their fault. Okay.
Right.
That's, you know, there is no such thing as fault. What there is circumstances. And we want to strengthen that for everybody that it's our perception, and we want to get you strong to that. And I want to thank you, Chelsea, for being so brave and calling in, and, you know, 80% of success is just showing up. And so you've shown up, and, you know, we will continue. You're welcome to call in again next week, and we'll check in with you again. Also, we did get your email, and we will be sending you tickets for the Get to Know Mark and I event on June 10th. And as I said, in Vancouver, the seminar, we have a special on right now. Where if you buy one ticket for the seminar, you can bring someone for free. So you can look up that information at Energetic Upgrade Seminar. Because you're in BC, you're nice and close. I would highly suggest you look into that. And while you're at the seminar, we would be actually right away we get into shifting energy and how to shift energy, but also doing it with the other participants at the seminar. And the entire time, Mark and I are also shifting everybody that's there. And so, thank
you. It's so powerful.
Oh, it is. Like, it's because everybody there has the same intention.
It's this amazing experience. And for me, being in those types of classes, it's always been like coming home. You know, you feel like you've been with the people that you've been searching with your whole life because they're vibrating on a certain level. And then you really open up to your own ability to process life from a different space. And it's not actually different. It's just always been there. It's just not maybe being connected to your perception.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for calling in. I'm glad you're feeling better. And we are, can you imagine, we have another break here. Time flies when you're having fun. We have one more caller. We'll take that caller when we come back and make some more shift happen.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my wonderful guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton, and we have been shifting energy for callers. We're talking about mums today, and we do have another caller on the line from Los Angeles, California. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What can Karen and I do for you today?
Okay, I feel the need to change the way I interact with my mother and my sister and possibly my dad, too, because our dynamics seem to have always been filled with drama. And, like, recently my mother seems really scatterbrained and more forgetful recently. Okay. And we don't think it's anything physical.
On a scale of 0 to 10, How much is this bothering you? 10 being the worst.
I would say probably 8, because it's affected every area of my life, I think.
Yeah, well, how old are you?
I'm 40.
Yeah, because your age is coming up weak, and it's kind of like what's coming up is that now that you're 40, you thought you should have your shift together.
Yes. Sugar honey, oh my gosh, yes.
And it's kind of funny, it's coming up that you're looking for someone else to blame for the shift in your life. So Karen, what are you picking up?
I feel like the acceptance is what's coming up. So there's a mirror reflection of what you're seeing in your mother and your sister and your father of aspects of yourself. So it's similar to what Colette's picked up about where you would like to be and what you would like to be doing in this ripe, beautiful age of 40. And what does that? So I really want to strengthen you to having a conscious awareness of accepting others to be right where they're at, which is actually a mirror reflection of supporting the energy of being gentle with yourself and those self-criticizing, self-sabotaging thoughts, which are a bit of a sort of frazzled sympathetic nervous system. And that is really being impacted by somewhat ancestors, but it feels more environmental. Home, work, and not so much schools, but maybe more, no, not even hobbies. But there's a third environmental influence impacting a continuous stimulation circuitry of your sympathetic nervous system, which is putting you in this, high alert state, which is clouding your connection to your intuition and your wisdom, where you can connect to this idea where everything's just where it is, and you have this awareness to be able to connect your creativity to be in the flow of your life. If you, it may all sound like a bit of bumbo jumbo, but it's really.
No, I just want to point out that while Karen's talking and while I'm, we're also shifting energy, and we're shifting energy for people other than the caller that calls in, because we all, we have a resonance with people that are feeling or have the same intent. And so I just want to check in with you and just ask you, like, where are you at now with this? Is it the same or has it changed?
I feel it's like what you say resonates, because I felt like before it came to my mind to work on acceptance. So hearing
there we go. You see, there is no time. And this is so interesting because there is linear time and we live in a third dimensional world. But even, the thought that you maybe had earlier this morning that you were going to call in. Or that you were going to listen to this show, right there you set your intention and the energetic shifting begins. Because Karen and I have set intention for this radio show a week ago. And so we just want to strengthen that for you that, life is not over at 40. Life is,
it's infinitely expanding at 40.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is that people... they have these set ages, and this is coming in more from your ancestors and the people around you. And it's actually coming up from the city you're in. And that was the other weakness, Karen, that you were picking up. LA, Hollywood, everybody's got to look great. You got to, you can't have a wrinkle. Like, you have to have perfect, perfect, perfect. And so let's just strengthen you to all the concerns and fears of other people around you that are not accepting themselves as they are. We have to remember in Hollywood, they're actors, and the actors they can't even look as good as they look. Cindy Crawford once said, as a model, said, "I wish I could look like Cindy Crawford." And, because it's impossible for women to maintain that airbrushed quality that we get, that we have. And so what's happening is a lot of these it's coming up frustration, and frustration is a combination of fear and anger, like coming in from your mom also of not being able to meet these unrealistic expectations of, you know, being a great wife, being a great mom, being a great employee, or owning your own, you know, all these things that, and then looking good doing it 24/7. Let's clear that energy for every woman on the planet.
Yeah. And you know, you can embrace this even with by taking action of feeding your own joy. You know, what do you love to do? Feed your joy. That effortlessly radiates to others. And, you know, when you do what you love, even it's and I can attest to in the beginning, we have such a collective consciousness that keeps us from doing that, that you almost are like, well, I don't even know what I love. Well, I guess everybody likes to get their nails done. Maybe I should get my nails done. But it might be as simple as buying a bunch of chocolates and finding one that you like so that you can truly connect to this energy of joy. And when you feed your own soul with this energy of joy, you will find that the space you can hold for other people radiates effortlessly, and you see them with a more gentleness, because it really starts with the relationship with yourself.
Beautifully said, Karen. How are you feeling now, Angela?
I'm feeling lighter.
And so we want to strengthen that for you to the lightness of being a mom and a lightness of being a woman. Are you a mom yourself?
I've been kind of, like, I think it would be cool to have kids, but I just started dating again. I took a break from dating. So it's just, but.
Okay, well, because that's just coming up as something, and we're another weakness. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time here now, so we're going to have to let you go. Mm-hmm. But we've strengthened that. I can feel Karen working on that right now. I want to thank all the listeners out there and the callers for calling in. And a big mwah to Chelsea for being so brave. To, you know, look for answers in this way by calling in more. Like, you feel free to do that. If my goal for this radio show is to have people, everybody be able to have this experience of letting go of, you know, their dramas and their, you know, their pain quickly here. Karen, thank you so very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's such a joy, and I can't believe how fast it goes.
I know. And I also want to say that you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, also on Facebook and all the other social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And if you are interested in the energetic upgrade seminars or the free tickets for our event in Vancouver for the Get to Know Mark and I, you can go to energeticupgrade.com and connect with us there. Thank you once again, Karen. Bye for now. Bye to all the listeners. Bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.